Ooh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's another beautiful edition of Big Guys, and well, Tom's away in Vegas, slaying all the slots and poker tables and blackjack and probably pinning a wrestler or two because it is WrestleMania week, and I'm not here stewing solo, so let me just cut the fun. We'll get right to the guests. We got a bunch of stuff. We got news. We got all the usual Big Guys happening right now, so... Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get him in here. It's time for the main event. Boom!
Yeah.
The one, the only, Diorama Dad. Obviously, you guys have seen some of my awesome ECW shots. He is not just a good friend, but a fantastic wrestling action figure guru, if you will. Dude, what's up, man? Happy Tuesday.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate you. Let me hop on the Big Guys. It's awesome to be here.
Always. We got lots to talk about, man, because not only are we going to go through all the fun stuff happening with, you know, the news this week and the ringside roundup and all of our usuals, but we're going to talk some stages. We're going to talk some dioramas, some wrestling accessories.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah. And a couple of WrestleMania memories while we're at it, right?
Why not?
That's what we're here for. But yeah, man, before we get into all the fun, you guys know the drill. Head on over to thefigguys.com for all your Fig Guys links. We drop this as an audio podcast every Wednesday. And of course, your Fig Guys destination right here every Tuesday. Yeah, man, you go check out Ringside Collectibles. I'm just going to show them all right over here. Use code Fig Guys, save 10% off your order. And we'll talk about some other things down the line. But bro, are you ready for some wrestling news?
I love wrestling news. Let's get after it.
Some wrestling news. Let's do it, man. Let's get into the madness because it is always madness. Ooh, yeah. Bam.
Did you take that Undertaker and Kane photo with Paul Bearer?
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, thank you. You need to send that to me. I will.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. That was a fun one.
Do you make prints?
No.
Bro.
I'm getting there.
Make prints.
I like prints. Fingerprints. Prints and music. Purple rain. Yeah. Purple rain. When doves cry. Purple rain.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah.
What do you know about that one? You remember that one?
A hot minute.
Oh, that's some E-bombs world.
That's
for the older crowd.
Yeah. For the, that's the OG memes.
Yeah.
Kids out there, man. Guys, it's WrestleMania week. Obviously, we're going to have some reveals coming up this Thursday from our homies over at Mattel because they're just getting crazy out there. But let's get into some of the good stuff first. All right, let's rock and roll. Speaking of Mattel and WWE have renewed their global licensing partnership.
As they should.
Oh, as they should. I like that. Give me some of your thoughts, some of your love on this.
Is there anybody that could do these figures justice, though? I mean, really? Who else would they go to?
It's true.
It's like the pinnacle of a wrestling figure. Especially going from 2012 to now, just the way they've changed and grown and doing figures you wouldn't think you'd see. And it's just, I love it. I think it's like the perfect partnership.
No, absolutely. I'm so excited, not only because we're getting more figures, but I feel like with this new era of Triple H being in charge with The Rock and TKO, I feel like we're getting a lot more legends and more people signing back into the WWE bubble,
diving back in.
The figure possibilities coming through are endless. Me last year was not thinking we were going to have a small, beautiful Sandman in our hands this year. So wild.
And you get a hack? And you got hacked too?
Who would have thought?
That's crazy. Yeah.
He's even got the really bad tattoo that he has.
You help underneath? That's great. Now there's some wild ones. I love that. The Monday Night Wars one is just like, that's my bread and butter right now.
It's the best.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. Nostalgia.
And Golga, there's so many weird, awesome gimmicks out there that need to be done. Definitely.
They need to be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're going to do them all?
Maybe. Time will tell.
Yeah.
There's a few names I'm pretty sure that won't make the list, but
yeah,
Luger is great.
There's just some, but
It's good, man. I'm excited for it. More Mattel toys.
Yeah.
We love it. We're all here for it.
More entrances, more rings, more backstage stuff, more accessories, belts.
Yes. I'm here
everything.
For it.
Yeah, everything.
I would love to see them take a stab at a high-end backstage bottle. That would be pretty cool, you know?
That would be cool.
I don't feel like that diorama aspect, since you are the expert here, right? It's very, it's not so explored in the world of wrestling. We've gotten some cool little playsets, but I feel like they could get a little crazy with it.
I think they get crazy with it. I think they can, you know, I don't know, just seeing that entrance that never got made, the Nitro one.
Oh.
Just seeing what they did with that, and you know, that was just an entrance. Just being able the possibilities are endless with everything.
Wild.
You know, it's I get their price point having to be high, because I'm sure that someone told them that they have to make X amount and they have to do X amount of sales, you know.
Yeah.
That's hard when you're a big conglomerate, but you know, someone like me, I can do one and be done and be content with it. Someone has mine, you know, just like you got an ECW 100%. Stage. I'm like, hey, sweet. Somebody has a piece of mine in their collection. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We know it's super hard for them, I'm sure, but
yeah, but that stage was beautiful. I was lucky enough to see it in person at, you know, the WWE World.
Jealous.
It still breaks my heart that we do not have it in hand in our collections. But times change. We're getting some offerings again. Maybe we'll find out this week what we're going to get, because that would be awesome, right?
Do you think the tariffs are going to affect it, though?
I don't know. That is a good question.
Do you think they'll have to go with like a smaller set rather than like, I'm sure the Hell in the Cell or the Elimination Chamber probably won. I know that's what I voted for.
Ooh, yeah.
But do you think that cage might win because it's smaller and probably easier, lower price than one of the bigger?
I could listen. Am I happy if the cage gets picked? I'm not upset by any means, but my heart's on the bigger play sets. I would love, you know, especially after watching, I haven't watched a modern Elimination Chamber like full and through in a long time to watch this year's.
Yeah.
That modern chamber is beautiful. I didn't even vote for it. I would love to have that on there. So that's so, so good, man.
That is good.
I don't know. I'm excited. Hey, we got the Fig Guys in the chat.
Hey, Fig Guys.
That's what Tom. Up? Happy Vegas, Hi, Tom.
Hope you're having fun, Tom. Yeah, I miss you. We love you.
We love you. He had some In-N-Out burger the other day. It was good.
OFG's in here. What up, OFG?
What up, buddy? Well, hold your horses. He's here right on time for the news. Rocking and rolling. That's what I like to hear. Miss you too, buddy. There he goes. All the way from Las Vegas. It's only...
Miss you most.
What? 4 o'clock by him. It's early. He's got a lot going on. He's a sprung goose this morning.
I hope you won some gambling. I hope you're doing good.
I hope so too. Listen, that's all we could hope for.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. But yeah, props to Mattel. Props to WWE.
Yeah. Kudos
for it. Kudos. We like toys.
Give them the golf clap.
We're golf clap. We'll be paying as long as you guys are slaying.
Absolutely. Speaking, I love it.
Speaking of Mattel, this Thursday, Tom's going to be there. I wish I was there. I'm sure you wish you were there as well.
I wish I was there.
But WWE, the world is rocking and rolling from 5 to 6. Mattel is going to have a reveals panel. This is going to be awesome. Johnny Gargano is going to be there. We got Kathy Kelly, Tommaso Ciampa, and of course, Steve, Bill, and Magic.
Yes.
And they're teasing a special guest to announce their first in the line figure.
Ooh, who would it be?
I got some thoughts on it. What do you think? Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I didn't hear about that. So that's news to me.
Yeah.
So enlighten me, sir.
In this beautiful fine print here, it says we will also have a surprise superstar guest to reveal their first time in the line action figure. Maybe it's Tom. I'm expecting it's going to be somebody big, right? It's WrestleMania. Maybe there's a body or two there. Maybe it's Jesse the Body. I would pop for that, man.
I would pop for that.
First time
commentator. Commentator Jesse.
Julia. Robert Goulet. No, that would be cool. I don't know. I'm excited for it. Man.
Buff Bagwell.
Buff the stuff. Yeah. I miss Buff that.
Me too.
I used to do the dance walking into the like gym.
The Blockbuster, bam, dude.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah. So if you guys are going to be out in Vegas, April 17th, that's this Thursday. The world opens at 11 o'clock Vegas time. That's 1 o'clock my time. That means nothing to me, but I'll be here. We'll be posting reveals. Tom's going to be taking pictures. We're going to have all your good stuff over at the official Fig Guys Instagram. You should go, Tom. I think if you are there, might announce you as a figure.
You should go live as well, so I can feel like I'm there in person with you.
Ooh, that's always fun.
You should.
It is good. But yeah, man, if you guys are out there, head on over to the WWE World for WrestleMania. Mattel reveals happening at 5 o'clock p.m. Las Vegas time.
Is WrestleMania in New Orleans next year?
Ooh, I think so.
Is that where it's at? I say that me, you, and Tom make a pact right now that we go next year.
I'd be down for that.
We got a year now.
A year's way better planning than way like better 2 weeks.
Yeah. I say we go. I say we make that a plan. Us three,
I'm not against it.
Mob
man.
Out, make a little bro date. Little
go get
bro down.
Go get some. What do they eat out there? Some poor boys. Some po' boys.
Yeah, po' boys.
Crawfish.
Yep. Yeah. Crawfish.
Crawfish. I'm done.
Down in the bayou.
In the bayou. Maybe hey, Tom's in the bayou. Love it.
Oh, hey, he wants to go. OFG wants to go too. Come on. The more, the merrier.
Hell yeah. There's not a WrestleMania trip without a WrestleMania trip, right?
Yeah, for real. That'd be fun. I've never been, so it'd be my first. Yeah.
Well, hey, moving on from WWE WrestleMania news, because trust me, we're going to be talking about it enough. Yeah. We're going to move into some AEW news, because AEW has just showed off that coming April 23rd, exclusively at the Jazzwares Vault, is the House of Black 3-pack with unique packaging, the Trios titles, and so much more. These look awesome.
They do look good.
Jazzwares, I'm telling the Vault is just banger after banger after banger. I'm a big fan of the House of Black. I'm digging it.
It seems like that's where they put their most time and effort into is the Vault ones.
Yeah, I'm okay with, though, too. Yeah. I don't like shopping in person too much.
it seems like that's like their signature line now. You know, before it was Unrivaled, and then Unmatched came out, so they kind of went to that. And now it seems like it's this Vault stuff. It's kind of letting the nostalgia take over, and then all the cool new kind of exclusive stuff. It's pretty good.
And they're on the biggest streak of releasing figures after they are released from the company.
They love that.
It's wild. But you got Malachi Black, you got Buddy Matthews, and you've got Brody King. Immaculate. Silver Trios titles. Like, what more can you ask for? Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I hate to steal a major pod thing, but that's a very toyetic group right there.
Toyetic is, you know, the word of the, it's like Pee Wee Herman. Everybody, my chair is talking now. Toyetic. Listen, everybody, we love the toyetic term, so we rock and roll it. This is toyetic. This is about as toyetic as it gets.
There's just certain people you're like, that needs a figure. Like,
yeah,
that's just perfect.
Absolutely. So these are again coming on the 23rd. Pre-order them. They're not even pre-order. I'm sure they're going to be in stock. Like, that's the other good thing about the Vault. Is it's up there? It's you're ordered and flying.
Good to go. Don't gotta wait.
Don't gotta wait. Yeah. I like that. Nobody likes waiting. No. I don't like waiting.
I'm impatient, so.
Ooh, we got some cool big news from our homies over at Latuni. Check out these new pre-orders available of the Latuni 12-inch Everest series of the LOD, both in red and gold variants. Available for pre-order this Thursday, 4/17 for $175 plus shipping. These will fit in perfectly with the WWF 12-inch Hasbro Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior, and I believe they made a Macho Man that fits in with these lines. So these are like the Hasbro's had these pull string big figures. So it was like, Hogan, they looked like your little Hasbro figures, but they were massive. Those were cool.
Never knew about those. That's cool.
So somebody's filling in the gaps here.
Yeah, somebody's taking out something.
I mean, 12 inches is a lot bigger than I've seen. So, I mean, these are awesome. The spikes pads, the elbow pads are going to be massive.
Yeah.
These are great.
You can probably wear them.
Right? Yeah. So, go check out Latuni. These are fantastic. I'm a big fan of them. Not personally for my collection because I don't have the other ones, but I know somebody out there. Yes, they're a foot. Probably my foot. I'm a size 12. But they're super cool. Client. You're getting two for the price of what? You're getting $175. You're getting the pair. You pick red or gold. I love it. Super, super good.
The Ninja Toytles say no Foot Clan, Tom.
No Foot Clan.
No Foot Clan.
I love me some Turtles.
Ooh, Mariah May comes out, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, Mariah May is supposed to come out in one of the next series, and there's rumors that she's done with AEW right now.
Dang.
That was quick.
That was fast. Yeah, I mean,
that was quick.
She started in the Indies quick, then all of a sudden she blew up in AEW. So
yeah. I mean, well, she had a hell of a feud with Toni Storm, which
made her.
I mean, that'll push you to the moon and back.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. She was great in that, though. So I'm looking forward to seeing wherever she's going. And yeah, Tom's calling bets out here. He's saying Aleister Black, like Raw after Mania. I don't think it's going to be Aleister. I think it's going to be Malakai.
Malakai's back. You think so?
I think he's going to keep the Malakai aesthetic. So? Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they've been changing him. I guess I wish Ricky Starks had stayed Ricky Starks.
Yeah.
Stanks or whatever you wish.
I'm enjoying the Saints thing. It's a callback to New Orleans. I get it.
Yeah.
It's cool. Whatever.
It's all right. Yeah.
He's still got good theme music and he still is top tier in the ring. So I got nothing but absolute vibes for Ricky Starks, man. He's doing.
You think the rest of House of Black will jump ship?
I feel like it's going to be sooner than later.
Especially with Rhea and Buddy being married, you know?
Yeah. I'd want to go home. I like going home to my wife. I don't know about you, but.
Not missing her all the time. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it's the best. So we can all hope what I'm here for. Speaking of big news, we got big news from our big friends over at Big Shots. Go to getbigshots.com and check out the new stuff. They've been dropping stuff every day, it seems like, heading into WrestleMania. But they just dropped this awesome, awesome Trish Stratus. Available in all three size variants that they have. Very, very cool. But they also have these amazing, I believe they're going to be until they're sold out, but they're Mini Mania from Big Shots. You buy the box, they get these cool little keychain ones that are like this big.
That's dope.
They're very, very cool, man. But you buy one of these for $20, you have a chance of getting a discount code. You have a chance of getting a blanket, a free t-shirt. So, I mean, $20, you get the awesome little mini guy.
Yeah.
You're getting a free prize with it. Sounds freebies. So awesome. And also, use code THEFIGGUYS10 and save 10% off on your Big Shots orders, because we got some more Big Shot news coming to you now, because they didn't just drop Trish Stratus. They dropped the one and only Drew McIntyre.
That's with,
I believe, this is the first ever Wrestling Buddy accessory piece. He's got a removable skirt. Kilt.
Yeah, skirt.
Skilt. He will kick my ass.
He will.
My apologies. My Scottish tribal
chief. He didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it. But the kilt is awesome. Drew McIntyre looks fantastic. Look at the details there on the chest hair, the long hair coming down. He's got that
smirk.
Smirky green. Oh, yeah. I love it so much.
That's good.
These are great. So, yeah, amazing. And be on the lookout for Big Shots during WrestleMania. They're going to be there too, because they're official partners with WWE. So if you're looking to pick up a Lucha, you know, a Penta or a Rey Mysterio, or if you're moving on to, you know, McIntyre here and all the other ones, man, they're so awesome. Great quality, worth the price point. I love them, man. Get Big Shots. And of course, if you can't be at Mania, you could use our code THEFIGGUYS10 and save 10% off your orders, man.
10. The perfect 10.
Perfect 10. Sean Spears would be so proud of us, man.
He would. I like Sean Spears.
The real chairman. He's so good, man. I love him. Yeah. Even when he did like the Sean Spears news angle in AEW, and it was like he had the Sega logo. Oh, I loved it, man. It was so good.
He's underrated.
Very underrated. Honestly, I'm happy he's doing his thing in NXT now. He needed to be on my TV wrestling, doing the rights.
One of those guys is just... Good.
He's one of those guys. He's a fig guy. We like him.
I got to go watch that. I watched that chair shot he gave to Cody at least once a year.
It's brutal.
You know, I got
to. Beautifully brutal. Oh,
so good.
Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, and the chair shot heard around the world. It was great. Every generation needs one.
Yeah. At least one. Yeah.
At least
we
one.
We had Rock and Stone Cold. Or Rock and Mankind.
Mick Foley, yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, Rock and Mankind. That was like 11
or 12.
That was enough
for like 10 generations.
11 or 12 of them, one match.
Dang.
Then we got the Hardys hitting Brock Lesnar. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ooh, the headshots were different back in the day.
They were. I love my favorite chair shot. Ooh, I got two. Is Balls Mahoney. He had a ruthless chair shot. And then Masato Tanaka. Anytime that dude would hit somebody with a chair,
just
breathtaking. You're
I love Sabu just throwing chairs.
That's you know, phenomenal. That's I love throwing chairs too. Yeah. It's
you get one and you get one. Like the Oprah Winfrey of chair shots.
Absolutely love it, man. Oh, we could be throwing some chairs in our last piece of news, because over at Amazon, available for pre-order now is the Survivor Series War Games playset featuring a brand new Randy Orton main event figure. You get two rings, the big cage. You can have an ECW brawl in there. This looks like something you'd be doing in ECW. I love it, man. I think you get a bunch of accessories with it, too. Don't quote me on that. It I kind of read like the fine printing, but it usually does. We're getting a ring.
One figure? Yeah, you're getting a ring.
You're getting two rings. Says,
two rings, one cage. That's all it says.
In some French language that I'm not getting. Yeah. Stevie Richards on JBM. Raven, we'll take a moment to pause and talk about some of our chair shots since the chat's going with it, because I'm here for it. The Raven chair shot in the cage by Dreamer. Oh, that is fantastic.
Set him up. Great that, feud.
JBL, anytime JBL he took got him. Violent, man.
But John Cena, every time he fought John Cena, it was just brutal.
I love wrestling so much, man.
Me too. It's just, it brings so many good people together.
It does. It really does. Go buy this. It's on Amazon. Pre-order it. I don't have a War Games. This I might buy one of these, damn it.
You won't.
I might. I bought the Monster Shrunk.
Maybe Diorama Dad needs to print a different one to fit the new rings, huh?
I like bigger, better. We'll talk about it. I like it.
I wish it was an Elite Randy though. I don't keep basics.
I don't buy basics. They're nice. I did get the I don't think I have them out. There was like a sale on Walmart for you bought the monster truck. It's no cold drives, but I ended up buying everything. It was dirt cheap. It was like $40 bucks for everything. So I got the Lowrider. Lowrider is great, but
bring it up here again. Let me look at it.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's talk basic. Let's talk main events because they did. It's my first one since they fixed the articulation on it. Let me get some focus on this bad boy. Look how good that looks, man. A little Lorraine with a little deco on it. Yeah, he came with the chain. Look, they do splits.
Oh, they fixed the better legs.
Yeah, so they did it. You know, they're not fully double jointed, but they are pinless. See,
I could get behind the main event line if it was strictly like street attires.
Oh, I would love it.
You know, I love street attires. I'm a big fan of like them walking in their jeans and shirts and like whatever else.
Yeah. That's scale arm's cool. Pretty good. You don't see Ray in street gear too much either.
No, not really.
No. But while we're showing it off, check out. Keep hitting the lowrider buttons for look at that bad boy.
Oh, man. You have an Eddie?
I do have an Eddie. You get the low 619 on there.
That's cool.
There's this, you hit the trunk. It pops the.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey. Tom.
What's going on? I can't hear you. You're muted.
I think you're muted. You're not in the low rider.
Yeah, you're not in the low rider.
Let me fix my focus. There we go.
Hope, please.
Nope, he's handy. Standing by.
I'm waiting.
There he is.
All right, guys. I couldn't miss
there we
it.
Go.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There he is.
What's
yeah.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Tom?
Not a whole lot. Just having fun in Vegas.
Good. I love it. Jealous. You should be.
I've made $90 so far. I'm rich.
Big spender.
That's awesome. How much everything costs out here. Holy smokes.
It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's always worth it.
Oh, it's 100% worth it.
How has the trip been so far? I know it's been, you know, you've only been there for one sleep, but it's Vegas, man. How's it going out there?
Good. Very good. I cannot complain. So, I mean, I've just done a lot of lounging today, walking around. I've walked like 8 miles today so far. Dang. So, got to burn
the
calories so I could go to the buffets and stuff. So, it's all good.
That's what's up. Oh, it looks awesome. So the pictures you've been sending through have been so cool. I mean, it's Vegas, but everything's WrestleMania themed out there.
Yeah, it's
cool. Insane.
It's like, for me, this is like heaven. Like, I can't imagine heaven being any better than this. WrestleMania and Vegas for me. Come on.
Yeah. It literally turned into Disneyland. It was Disneyland before, but now it's like Disney Universe. World. Like, yeah.
Universal Disney Studios.
Yeah. It's awesome, though. Now, you got good weather.
You guys are doing great. I love it. I just wanted to say hi. I'm not going to stay.
You're all good. You had to come check in. I did the slides.
I had to do like the pinch hitting so I at least get like credit for showing up today. I didn't want to miss the whole episode.
I will. Cool. You're good, man. You're welcome. Here. Yeah, we're so happy. I'm excited for you.
Watching so far, you guys are doing great. So you keep it up. I'm gonna go get like a frappuccino from Starbucks because I have to wait 3 hours till dinner and I'm hungry.
So, yeah, it's technically it's dinner. It's past dinner time for you.
That what about true. Second breakfast?
So go get a bagel. Go get a frappuccino. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. We miss you. I hope you're having fun. Enjoy your night.
Yeah, send me some pictures too. I'm gonna get you guys.
Kicking butt tonight. Chat. I love it. See you guys later. All
right, brother.
Fig guy out.
I was just going to say that, Mike. Fig guy out.
That's awesome.
Listen, man, we're always on sync. It's the best. I'm so happy for him. He's having
we need to get a group chat going. I want to be seeing some of these pictures.
Get into the group chat. Yeah, dude, man. Yeah. We got to get you in the group chat. I love this stuff. It's so good.
It's fun.
Don the Bomb saying, have fun on Tom. Tom's enjoying himself.
He's loving it.
He's got tickets to every show except for Mania so far. He's still working on that. But he's going to the Raw after Mania. He's going to be at Stand and Deliver. He'll be at SmackDown, pending Hall of Fame. I'm looking for it. I'm vicariously living through him. And so happy for him.
Yeah, so cool.
It's so cool, man.
See next year.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania is just the place. It's so fun, man.
It looks fun. It's something I wanted to go to, but it's hard when you know, most of the people you hang out with may not be in wrestling.
Yeah.
So now, Instagram kind of changed that because now I met you and I met a bunch of other people that are like, hey, we like wrestling. I'm like, oh, this is sweet.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, we were talking, before we got on here, how wild and crazy it is that we're all just this group of friends that just doing our thing.
Yeah, enjoying the same thing.
It. Yeah, man. With that said, we got friends over at ringside. You got friends at ringside. Would you like to do some ringside roundup?
Let's do some ringside roundup.
Ringside roundup. Catchy music
is catchy, dude. I was just thinking the same thing.
It's so good. I'm always dancing. so good, man. The ringside roundup, of course, is everything going down at our good friends at Ringside Collectibles, where they have all your wrestling figure needs. Head on over to Ringside Collectibles and do some shopping because we're going to be talking about some good stuff that's coming in stock and that is in stock. But don't forget to use code FIG, guys. Save that 10%. Preach it to the choir. We love you guys. Yeah, we want you guys to save some money. I don't like spending shipping money or taxes. Ew.
Use that free ship. Yeah. Free ship every time.
Head free ship. Yeah.
It can wait 2 weeks.
Not me.
I need it now.
I need it now.
JG Figworth.
Yes.
No. 877 figs now.
I like that. That should be a t-shirt. That's a good one. Happening over at Ringside right now. I love sales. Ringside is like the king of online sales. It's WrestleMania season and they have WrestleMania deals for you. Go check them out, man. You'd pick up some stuff that you've been missing out on. You can't pick up a lowrider. You might be able to. I don't know. I haven't looked at their playset section in a while because he's checking it out. But they got everything you need, man. Ultimates they got new ultimates in stock, which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about all the good stuff, but yeet your way over. Save yourself some money. Use code FIG, guys. Ringside Collectibles. We love it, man.
Do you remember when they used to only have the Black Friday sale and a Christmas sale?
Yeah.
So you had to wait all year to get some stuff on sale, but then it was like everything was on sale.
But lots of things were gone by then too, which
if you didn't hit that. Then it wasn't like a Black Friday 11. It was just one Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
Get like, Black Friday all the way up to January 30th or whatever.
Every Friday is Black Friday when you're at Ringside Collectibles.
Let's see.
It works. But hey, I love WrestleMania sales, man. Even if you're just feeling festive, go scoop some figs. You might not be there in person, but you could live out your dreams. Go buy a Cody Rhodes. Go buy yourself a John Cena figure.
CM Punk.
the CM Punk. I sell all the Punk figures. Get them out of there because I love them. I buy more.
Yeah, you sell some and I'll buy some.
Keep buying them so we keep getting them. That's all I got to talk to you. But yeah, let's check out some pre-orders going on that you can throw on the sale. I mean, it's always a sale, but check out coming at you right now. We got the Cody Rhodes WWE Stance Limited Edition figurine that's going up. It's an expensive bad boy. This is $200, $199.99.
Look at it right now.
It's like an artist series. I don't know. I spoke about this last week. I'm not one of the fancy kids. I don't know who Stance is, but it's a cool piece. I was telling Tom, if they had a show behind it, like an anime show or like Rumblers. Remember Rumblers? Rumblers had the cool little cartoon show, Slam City.
Yeah.
Those were fun, but you need, I feel like these need an IP.
Man, super cool. It does look super animated, huh?
Yeah. Right? Okay. Like it's got that vibe, kind of like a One Piece Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, kind of.
Picking
real.
Up that kind of cool stuff from it.
Super Saiyan Cody.
Yeah, right? With the fireworks going off in the back. I mean, the backdrop's cool. Not $200 cool, but the backdrop's cool.
Yeah, the little stand looks cool.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. Maybe if it would, like, played theme music or something, or like just hit the whoa every time you put them on the stand, it hit whoa. But it's super cool. It's not for me, but it's for somebody out there. Somebody's collecting these things.
It says it's by Tracy Tubera is his name, aka
there we go.
The Uber Illustrator Supreme.
Rock and roll. Tracy, you do good work, man. It's a cool bag of kind of piece. Yeah, I'm right here. At $200 is a little pricey, but it's cool.
I was looking at that stance. It looked kind of graffiti-esque, and it does say on here that it's inspired by graffiti.
See, that's cool.
You know, I look like my kind of graffiti in anime, and it says comic books. So
I am absolutely awful at graffiti, but I love looking at graffiti. Really, when you watch
my
people
first
do
love.
It, it's art, baby. It's
that was
beautiful.
My first love. I used to go hit trains and buildings, and
it's cool.
Everything, that's my thing.
Legally, old trains. Yeah. It's like paintball arenas. They have tagging arenas.
Yeah, they paid me to go do it.
Yeah, see, so would make an awesome Pez dispenser. I would love. Cody
Who said
Rhodes
that?
Pez dispenser. Oh, old fat guy BMX coming in with so the comments of the night.
There you go. Highlight that one.
That would be a badass Pez dispenser, wouldn't it?
It would. Every time you pull one out, whoa!
Right? There you go. He woes as you open the mouth.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, if you guys are into it, go check it out. It's available for you for a pre-order at Ringside. Again, steep price point, but if you use code FIG, guys, that's $20 off your order right there.
$180.
Throwing it out there. No, it's cool. Again, not my thing, but very, very cool. But we also have this. Now, this is more up to my standards because we got new in stock. WWE Ultimate Edition 26 with Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, and that bad, bad man, Drew McIntyre.
Is that cloth? Is that a cloth?
It is
Drew
cloth.
McIntyre?
It is cloth.
Finally.
It's cloth. It's gorgeous. Man. The Yeet shirts, everybody's got cloth goods here. Good stuff. We got Yeet glasses finally.
Is that a Falfala? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know a guy that might be able to do that. I'm just
you might be able to throw something together.
A little jalapeno peppers where I'm rocking it. So good. Mine just shipped today. They will be here on Thursday. I might do a live unboxing and rip them open. Why not? YOLO.
Enjoyed the last one. I like that.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was good. It was a good time. I like, camaraderie. It's good time. But make sure you guys go pick this up because if this is going to sell out, Jey Uso's lightning hot right now. Everybody loves him.
He does. He's getting a lot of hate, though. Which kind of sucks.
Triple H doesn't believe in the hate, though.
No. Which, you know,
and he's got a point because Raw, 16,000 people there, complete sold out. Yes, it was the Raw before Mania, but this is like four sellouts back to back.
Yeah, in a row.
Back to back.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm not liking is just the constant come out and talk thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can see that the 1 week before, you know, get out there, say what you got to say, kind of build up some heat, but for like a month straight of just everybody just talking.
I get that. You do need some action. I was firmly thrown off because they let Roman, Seth, and Punk all lay hands on each other before they got to Mania.
I know. I was surprised.
It was like, keep them separated, bros. Yeah. We don't ruin the magic yet. You know, we need that build up. I love that suspense. The Cena and Cody. I'm enjoying that because it's a little more.
Yeah, slowly building up.
Nice breathing room, and you're wondering what's going to happen next.
What's going to happen? Yeah, who's going to be new?
He's dropping up. He'll be showing up on SmackDown if you guys aren't watching. Ooh. I'm all at it. I'm complete 180 from where I was a year ago. I had no idea what was going on in WWE. Yeah. That was all. But it's doing so good right now. The business is so healthy. I'm here for healthy business.
Me too.
And I'm here for Ultimate Edition 26. Heat.
Who do you think is going to win for CM Punk, Seth, and Roman?
I feel Chicago boy. Of course, I'm going to pick Punk, but I have a bad feeling that our wise man is going to square off and turn on both CM Punk and Roman.
I think he's going to join Seth.
Yeah.
And I think Seth's going to join The Rock.
Best for business, baby.
Yeah, they both said it now. Him and Cena both.
Yeah.
You know, it's little words.
We need we haven't had a good faction. It would give Roman and Cody a good excuse to team up. There's so much goodness going on.
So much. You have so many possibilities. Yeah, so I love much. That because you miss that. It's been so like predictable for so long. And it's like, it's nice to wonder again.
Yeah.
It kind of brings the fandom back.
With the depth of the WWE roster, it's been for years, you know, because the ship in the sea. But it's good to be able to see them utilizing the depth a little bit more because they haven't been. And like you'd be in this, you know, constant, this is your program. We're sticking with it. Like, what happened to The Miz? Don't worry about The Miz. You're not going to see The Miz for like six months. So it's good to see them incorporating everybody, keeping it fresh and fun.
Yeah.
Bravo, Trips. You're doing a good job, man.
The thing with Karrion Kross and AJ Styles.
Beautiful.
Dude, trying to bring out AJ. I like Karrion because it seems like he's just trying to bring out the best or worst of everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping he brings back the Bullet Club AJ. It seemed like that's kind of what he's rooting for, is like, give me that Bullet Club AJ.
Yeah.
Ruthless AJ.
I love the little subtle nods of like hair. Cross putting his hand behind his back when he was taking
it. Yeah, when he was taking it, like,
give it to
like,
me.
You know? Yeah, even put his chin towards it, like, go ahead.
Oh, it's so good. It. Yeah, yeah, Cross is a completely different beast. Another person, somebody that could easily get lost in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. And they're throwing him in there. Like, even if he hasn't been in a match, he was in all the backstage stuff. Mm-hmm. Good shifting of people in the right places. Yeah, and
he's got a good story.
Yeah.
You don't need a story to be involved with every match.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need a match ending. Sometimes you're just slowly building up with them behind the scenes and, you subtly throw him in the background and have him change his hair when he's talking to each character and like trying to like woo them. I don't know. It's cool. Good. I dig it.
He is a fantastic artist.
He is.
If you will. Here we got some AEW in stock from, Our people over at Jazzwares with the Ring of Honor line is in stock at ringside. We'll talk about Jerry Lynn in a few too. He's awesome, but we love this Jerry Lynn. This Jerry Lynn is fantastic. Nigel McGuinness, super, super cool. Yeah, they're putting out again Vault Bangers, man.
That's cool.
I would have loved to see Jerry Lynn on the pegs. Like, you know how cool that would have been to just throw them out there. But these are fantastic. I love the Ring of Honor line. We've gotten some great, great figures from it. Best Jerry Lynn figure ever, as old Fat Guy BMX.
Yeah.
But it is the best.
I didn't think you'd ever see a Nigel McGuinness, honestly.
Me neither. You know, was he Desmond Wolfe in TNA? He had one figure when Jax had the line. Great figure.
Yeah.
But Nigel McGuinness, that's what you want.
That's what you want.
That's what we got here. It's awesome.
That's cool.
So good. Yeah. And you got two nice, soft, good shirts. You got the Ring of Honor title.
Best.
You got a soft goods jacket for Nigel, which is insane. I love the hands, man. Yeah.
Spidey hands.
Spidey hands. I like it. I love it. But yeah, don't sleep on this because these will be out the door. Use code FIG, guys. Get yourself some Ring of Honor love, some ECW love. I'm here for it.
Are the vault, are they limited or do they just keep making them?
They're limited. I think these ones are 3,000.
Okay.
Could be 2,000. I don't know. I ripped mine open.
Smart man. You said box
stickers. Oh yeah, not for this one. I have the box for everything up until this pack. So okay. I got every Ring of Honor vault release. We're box guys. We like to collect boxes.
I don't know why.
It's nice.
I don't know. It's the artwork. It's the time that they took to make the box. You know, the figure looks awesome. Like when you
maybe
buy
we got
it,
like a little cat in our blood. We just like boxes.
Yeah, maybe. I can't fit in there, but I like them.
Exactly. Building a fort with them is
Stop.
So good.
I'm coming over. We're gonna make one.
We're gonna box for it with our wrestling boxes. We're gonna fill it wrestling figure wrestle dome. That's what we're doing. Yes.
I'll bring the Baja Blast.
I like it. I love Baja Blast.
I knew we were besties.
Yeah, this, what's up, man?
Just knew it.
Back in stock. Ooh. Again, mine just shipped. I'm so excited to get this Muda, but we got Ultimate Edition 25. Oh, Damian Priest looking great. Fantastic gear. I'm not even a big Damian Priest guy, but I think the figure nails it. Set off the roof. You got your final boss, The Rock, right in time for WrestleMania. So, so exciting.
So good.
And two Mudas.
I like his
you got
belt,
this,
too.
The Rock belt's gorgeous, man.
It's cool.
You get nice belts when you kind of run the place, right?
Yeah, you have to.
Now, I would only be designing belts for myself if I worked at WWE.
All the belts.
All the belts.
Walking out like Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah, right. we need like a modern day Ultimo Dragon pick.
That would be. They need to sign him. I would love an Ultimo Dragon.
Jax had him. We got like that one spinoff. It was like a shop WWE exclusive.
Yeah,
it was bogus because I want more Ultimo Dragons.
More. I love seeing him.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was always on Saturday.
Yeah.
He was on every match on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Dude, we need more of those guys. That's why I'm excited that we got the line continuing. So, like, give me more little niche characters like that. Ultimo Dragon's not even niche.
Yeah, he's so awesome.
But it
looks like, are they doing this, the closed door kind of thing with NJPW too? Are they like hitting at that being like a.
The Rock was looking at the Rubik's. So here, I was trying to explain this at the top the other day because he was like, look, The Rock's wearing the New Japan shirt. I was like, yeah, it's super cool. While that was going on live, there was a New Japan show in Chicago that was completely sold out at the same arena that AEW does Dynamite at in the city. So not the suburb one that they did like All In at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like in the city. It's a big arena. It used to be the UIC Pavilion where like WCW would come and run and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So New Japan sold out this huge show here. And The Rock was clearly watching because he had his New Japan shirt on. And he was looking at a Rubik's Cube, which I think is like how to make the perfect play.
Yeah.
How would you find the perfect puzzle?
Yeah. How do we make all the colors fit in the perfect puzzle?
Yeah. Forbidden doors be damned. Let's open up that forbidden window.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Let's just get the whole barn doors open.
I feel Forbidden Breeze going. I like it.
But
if you guys have missed it out, Final Boss is right here. He's yelling at you. Forbidden doors be damned. Go pick up Ultimate Edition 25. It's such a thank you. Windy City Riot. Yes. See, that's why I love you guys. You guys got my back here.
On it.
That sure does need to be untucked. I'm with you on that one. But these are back in stock finally. I was waiting for like a month. I'm so excited that they're here because they're on their way. Like I paid that 2-day shipping from them. I need my figgy.
He's itching.
I am. That Muda. I love the Chase one so much in the all black gear. I'm so happy we're getting a great Muda in ultimate form.
That's insane. Legit. All the mist accessories.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. Killing it.
Figure photography brain. Second I seen it was just like, let's go. So. Yeah.
Speaking of figure photography, you've been killing it. I just want to throw that out there. I got to pat you on the back because you're just killing it and I love it.
It's been fun.
You're killing it.
I love it.
You're making me want to do it because this is like, it's just good.
It's the love of it, though. You know, like everybody. Yeah. And I love, like, yes, you can take a picture, slap a sticker on it, and be like, boom, this is great. But like, a lot of art, time, posing, lighting, colors, finding all the right everything. Pieces. We're still on puzzles. We're talking about colors. We're still buttered child sandwiches. We're going to talk about buttered child sandwiches.
Where's it come from? What is it doing? Why is it here?
I don't like it. But like, when it's like an art form when you're doing those pictures there. I love. Yeah. Shout out to everybody who liked the John Cena photos too. By the way, like 200 on. One, like, it's so cool.
Worth it.
Yeah, see, I don't care if I'm getting 10 likes or 50 likes. I appreciate you.
I think I like yours so much because I know you take the time to like look at photos of like who you're photographing so you can try to mimic their body language and what they might have been carrying out or what they had by them or, you know, anything else that would fit that nostalgia feeling to it. You know, there's a lot out there that there's some really good photographers out there, but it seems like they're just trying to throw stuff together to get some kind of material out just because they're like, you know, they're maybe at punch time or having to, but yours is just like a love for it. So it's like, it's cool to see. I like the passion behind
I've been doing this for, I mean, God, since I was a little kid, you know? Yeah. So like the love of wrestling never goes away. And then I could try to incorporate that. I want you to feel wrestling when you look at the pictures. You know what I mean?
I wonder if it's real.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's real. Yeah. It's, you and I were talking about it, how we used to pose our wrestling figures and like all the finishers. And I got to go back to Colorado and find them at my mom's house. I know I've got hundreds of photos of just like old entrances I used to make that little did I know I'd be 30 years old making my own entrances again. And just, you know, that's crazy.
Isn't it fun?
It's awesome.
It's the best, man. It is. I love it. There's no more fun thing to do than play with figs, man.
Seriously. Like, when I grow up, I always say that growing up's for quitters.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
It is. It's why?
Why what stop being here? A kid? Yeah. Yeah. I want to enjoy the same stuff I've always enjoyed.
Damn right. That's what we do. Yeah. And last but not least, in stock, because we're talking about our passion, we're going to get right into the passion. WWE Elite 116. We got debut of Jay Cargill. We got Lexus King with his daddy boy, Brian Pillman. Super awesome to see the line. Get well soon, Kevin Owens. Because we appreciate you. but he got the surgery. He's rock and rolling. But Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Randy Orton. Beautiful, beautiful set.
Yeah, look at that AJ Styles, dude. That's the guy has soccer mom hair.
Yeah, he's got the prom jeans on. He's looking good, man.
I love KO.
Prom pants AJ.
Is that the one with Stone Cold for the Pillman?
Oh yeah.
So we've been waiting. Hollywood Blondes.
So here we go.
Yeah. See, it's cool that his son's in the same line.
Yeah, and what a trip that's got to be.
That's wild.
Yeah, I love seeing stuff like that. That makes me the happiest. So good. Guys, that's it for the Ringside Roundup. Go head on over to Ringside Collectibles. We love you, Ringside. Use code FIG, guys. Save 10%. Let's talk some passionate figgies. Let's get wild here for a bit. Yeah, what's
a little crazy.
Let's get a little crazy. So, Diorama Dan, you're out here. We love pups. Come on. Oh, he's a beaut.
He's a husky. He's not bad.
He's a little husky. He's a good boy. He knows where the butter sausage
is. He knows where it comes from. What's he doing here? He's going to eat it.
He's going to eat it. He's going to love it. It's great. Love it. So let's talk about it, man. Wrestling is, you know, obviously in our blood. It's in our timeline. We're vibing with it. We're feeling it. When did you start getting into it? Like, what's your first, like, oh, there's your core memory of pro wrestling in your blood?
I think it'd have to be the Bash at the Beach when Hogan turned and the NWO was formed. Because I was watching it a little bit with my older brother here and there. But that was like, I think, I liked Sting already.
Yeah.
You know, I was a big fan of Sting. And I love this idea of like, he'd watched the WWF, seeing Razor Ramon, seeing Kevin Nash, Diesel, and then they're on the show. And it's, oh man, wonder who the third guy is. And then he comes out and it's like, oh, it's Hogan? And I was just hooked. It was, you know, the bad guys. I love bad guys. Bad guys just make wrestling. You got to have bad guys. Otherwise, the baby face can't work.
Yeah.
You know, so that whole line, and then just from there, I was a WCW guy. And then once the Attitude Era happened and WWF kind of went from like the childish stuff to the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Then it was hard to try to watch both. You got to record one. You got to watch one live. And it was like VCR, and which one am I VCRing?
For the kids out there that are listening and watching, you have no idea the struggle of trying to set up a VCR to record something while you're watching another thing at the same time. You miss stuff like I remember like you missed like the first 10 minutes by accident because the thing wouldn't set right.
And man, you're
like,
God, man, the time's lost, wrong. The time's
lost
wrong.
Forever too, because we didn't have archives to fall back on.
Yeah,
We couldn't even go to Blockbuster and like rent an episode of Raw.
No,
you know how crazy that would be.
That was, man. It's wild to think that we have just everything now that you can go back and watch everything.
Oh yeah,
it's just relive There's, it.
There is a free YouTube channel of just WCW on 24/7 now. No network needed, no subscriptions. They're just like, boom, we're utilizing, brilliant move on WWE's part. They're utilizing monetization and just releasing the stuff.
Yeah. Smart.
Because you know who's going to watch it? I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
We're going to be building stages and, you know, taking names. We got to go back and watch the old stuff, right?
Yeah, I want to be accurate. That's, you know, it's hard to find. Like,
yeah.
I can go on Google and look up Raw 1997, but when you look up the entrance, you might get a couple that make sense. But
yeah,
you really got to go back and just watch the episodes and pause it frame by frame and get
most of them look
and,
like this now.
Yeah, it's impossible to get it to be right, and it's so trying to go through and use old footage to make sure that my stages are accurate, and it's
just, yeah,
that's half the fun. Because then I got to sit there and watch for hours on end. I'm like, man, I went through 15 episodes in one day watching Raw because I was like just hooked on it. I was like, oh man, yeah. How good this was.
I love background wrestling. Some there's people do music. Yeah, some people wrestling. Like listen to opera. No, I'm throwing on like Mania. The whole run through. So
I love starting at a date and then going episode by episode and then watching the pay-per-views and then watching the Raws and then when SmackDown got big or Sunday Night Heat and then just going through and like with WCW, watching all the pay-per-views.
Then you incorporate all the pay-per-views like in real time. So you're like, everything makes sense.
Yep. Leads up and you get it's just awesome.
Yeah.
We missed, I didn't get to see every pay-per-view. So it was like, you had to get the magazine. If I want to know what's going on, I got to get WWF magazine. Got to get WCW magazine.
Oh,
I miss those.
I miss those too, man. Once in a while, I try to incorporate that into the fig photography just for the memory. Yeah. Got it, man.
Dude,
so good.
So good.
let's talk figs, man. So like, obviously wrestling, the best IP for action figures, I believe, in my personal opinion, obviously. But like, what give me some of your favorites. What was your first memory of toys in wrestling form? Because it's like I distinctly remember getting my first Bret Hart and be like, this is it, dude. Like,
this is perfect. It had to be the Bone Crushers. I got that big giant Raw ring that was like, had the huge ring post and the giant turnbuckles. It was way too big, but it was awesome. I got that, and it came with like Stone Cold and Rock and Mankind and Undertaker. And then from then on, I just started getting those, and I had to get the Undertaker with the robe. You know, you got to have the Undertaker with the robe.
Matching accessories. Kane,
and then Jax started making them better, and they were like, had the ugly faces, but, you know, they started to be able to move. I remember when they started being able to move.
Yeah.
And then R3 Tech came out, and R3 Tech was awesome because it, like, made them look realistic. They had the weird, like, pushed-out sternum. All of them did, you know, looking like they're, like, getting punched in the back, but they were just, like...
Scoliosis figure era. But they were so good.
God, like, they had the moving fingers.
Yeah, that was mind-blowing at the time.
For choke slams,
The
I
Rock
love that.
Doing the... Being able to do this, you were like, what?
It was so good. And he always wore the Just Bring It shirts. And
Still got my white... Just Bring It Rock with the track pants. Like
that
some of those,
too, dude.
That was one of those ones. Like I got rid of some of my older toys because it was like, oh, we're gonna give them out to people. It'll be like, this is a shared vibe, you know?
Yeah,
that's what happens when we get into high school. You start, you're like, oh, girls. So like, dude, I'm gonna be generous and donate my toys. Donate to them. Like, dumb. But
I'm glad I did. I kept mine in a tub.
I like it. Yeah, you donated to the right place.
Keep them for my kids, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But
I figured.
That Rock never left my side. He's still here.
I got that that two pack that came with Stone Cold and Vince McMahon.
Oh yeah,
I think it was the.
Is that the one where the suit comes off of Vince?
No, he just has the. I think it was the Valentine's Day Massacre match.
He just
has that like
killer
the tank top and has the WWF logo. But it was just like the perfect Stone Cold because his knee braces bent, so he didn't have to keep his legs stiff. And they had a Dudley's two pack, and they had like the blue and. Like brown or the blue and like gray camo.
Yeah.
Was the other one in the pack. I got that too for my birthday. So I remember just freaking out. I got the hardcore ring and I'm like, this is great. It's the best day ever.
We were just talking about the hardcore ring and how innovative that was at the time for its own posts. Like the ring gear sets were amazing, man.
They're like $9, $7 bucks, something like that. And you got everything. I got like Sunday Night Heat. I got the Raw. Yeah. You got SmackDown. You got pay-per-views. It's like, man, you can't
Matt
beat
Cardona
it.
Was using them for his Fig Fed during COVID. They were doing FWF.
Oh, yeah.
His wrestling figure. You know, he would have one and Brian Myers would have one and they would always like their own Monday Night Wars. It was awesome to follow along. This is what got me really into them. But he sold like after every big pay-per-view he would sell his stuff on the page. He'd be like, hey, who wants to buy this? So I got like a Paul Bearer bone cruncher that's lit on fire and melted. Oh. And like, like he was a part of the storyline. Super dumb though, because it came from him. Yeah. You know, but he sold me the RVD ring skirts, and I was like, oh hell yeah, I love these. So good, yeah, man. So good. Ring gear. I mean, that had to have been the opening towards like, I want my own. Like, I want to customize. I want to move into the space and learn how to do it, because I was doing it as a kid too. I think it was like Curious Minds. We frolicked,
just,
you know?
Yeah, you know, milk crates were your stage, and then you just made a ramp out of like pieces of the wood your dad may have had out in the garage or in the barn or whatever the sense was. And just, I made backstages with, you know, real wood floors that my dad might have had from leftover wood flooring or laminate tiles or anything. I had a little door. I used Legos to make walls. And like, it was just so fun to do. And then you get older and it's like, man, I could probably do some cool stuff. I picked up some foam board. I think it just like, I stumbled across it again. I was talking to my now wife. She was my girlfriend at the time, but we were talking about something. And I was like, man, I used to have these really cool wrestlers, you know, back in the day. And then of course your phone listens. So then Mattel had released that defining moment Stone Cold with the three belts.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks really good. So then I bought it. And I was like, well, shit, no, I kind of need like, I need some more now. No, I got to get an Undertaker and I got to get a Mankind. And it was just like, oh, now I'm hooked.
Snowball effect, man.
Yeah. And it was like, oh.
Every time, like, I'll think of, like, I didn't take breaks. I'm by like, oh, that, you know, that Ultimate Warrior figure looks cool. I'm going to grab that and just like keep it in the display. But then it just keeps full load building up again. And
more and more.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
It's so hard not to.
So we go from milk crates and wood flooring and like we come to 2025. I mean, what a great time to not just be a collector and not just being a pro wrestling collector, because we're getting so many options out there, but what a good time to be in the customization bubble, right? Like you got so much out there technology wise to work with. I mean, explain some of that to me, because I'm not the best tech savvy guy. I like a good digital, you know, a good printer. I forgot what it is. I can't even think about it right now.
3D printer. But
yeah, 3D printer. Thank you. I'm talking digital prints is right what there. The future's about.
Yeah.
But
bring 'em.
But tell me a little bit about the 3D printing game and how you incorporate that into the stage making wonderful world. And why you do that, I'm gonna throw up some pictures of this awesome BCW stage that you made for me. I mean, immaculate, dude.
I appreciate that.
But you talk about 3D printing a little bit. I mean, you even pointed out to the pictures, if you like, how you incorporate it.
I guess it's whenever I made them out of hand before, I'd carve everything out of foam, or I'd make it with wood or kind of any material I could find. But then I guess one day I just decided that I was kind of reaching out to other 3D printers and just kind of asking them like, hey, you know, what's your price for this? What's your price for this? You know, I had good ideas because I was wanting to make stuff, but they wanted to charge so much that I just decided one day that I reached out to some fellow designers and they said, hey, you know, try out this program. It's stick to one program, find one that works for you and stick to it. Here's the one I use. So I tried it out and I just started kind of messing with it. And at first it was like overwhelming because there's so many tools, you know, so much you can do. You can take it and like you can do so much with it. But I realized that if I can take it from two dimensions and make it three dimensions, it's a game changer. And it was just cool. Like from then on, it was just like, oh, now I can take everything and just once I can picture it two dimensional and take it from seeing it 3D and go back to two dimensional, then make it 3D, I can make anything. So then like the fence, I looked at real life fencing. I was like, what do they do to make a fence? So I looked up like what parts you need to buy to make a fence. And then I just tried to model it and make it work in a smaller scale. And, you know, that's kind of what you get there. You got like the top bar and it actually connects in to the piece that slides up and down the post. And the fence actually locks it in place so it can't slide anywhere. And it's just like,
this is my favorite picture because it really captures like you got the tops and bottoms of everything, like really, really clean looking.
The little feet.
Yeah, the feet were mind blowing. Again, I have giant hands. These little things I'm not particularly great with. You've been super, super sweet and accommodating for hooking up at the extra parts in case I break anything, but I haven't broken anything yet. So damn proud of myself. But I mean, Amy, the feet to the little, what do you call it? The coupling at the top?
The cap.
Yeah, everything.
The rounded edge. Like
you could take it off and
you pop it off. And
unbelievable, dude. Like I wasn't even thinking about it. I thought you just like printed these poles, you know, like in one piece.
Each piece. Yeah. Each thing is like, each one's different. So I have different heights of like the bars on the sides, you know, like the post in the middle, that's got a coupling. So I had to like design it to fit a coupling, and I want the coupling to not look like it was a coupling. I didn't want it to be like it was too bulky. So it had to, design it to sit inside of itself, but not be too small and too flimsy. So a lot of it's just like prototyping. I just kind of wing it, and then I print it. If it doesn't work, then I adjust it, and I just kind of just go with the flow. And then once something works, then I just kind of build off of it. And the very first wall I ever printed, it would it'd print nice, but then once I'd paint or heat it up, it'd warp.
Yeah.
So then when I made yours, I made it bigger, so it's a lot thicker, which, you know, means more print time, but it doesn't really matter to me. It's cheap filament to print it stuff, but yeah. I made it so now it won't warp, and it's heavy, and it's got the feet on the bottom that you really can't tell.
It feels great. Like, it's weighted, and like, Aaron, keep talking. I'll grab it so I can show off like the depth of it stuff, because it is really nice.
I had to print it to where there's a gap line, you know, it's got a mortar line. So as I'm printing the stuff, I printed it with each individual brick gets printed that I had to design to extrude. It's called an extrusion. When you take it from two-dimensional to three-dimensional, it's called extruding. And it's, you know, it doesn't warp now, which is nice. It's all nice and thick. And that's it's like actual mortar. You know, I have to go through and like basically mortar the bricks and then wipe it away and make sure that like I leave certain parts have a little bit of white to them. And I make sure that some bricks are a lot more bright, and it's each brick is painted individually red and just different coats for different bricks and different spots. And it's, you know, each wall is going to be different because I hand paint them and I put all the mortar in. So it's going to have different spots that are cracked different, but it's, I don't know. I think it adds to the character that you're getting a unique piece that's still kind of handmade, you know, it's still meticulously painted and put together and designed. And the ECW logo was fun to do, because I just took an actual photo of it and tried to like draw out each barbed wire piece in the ECW portion. And like, I don't know, it was fun. It was just like a labor of love, because I had so much fun making it that I was like, this is just, I'm gonna make it cool. It's enjoyable.
It came up so clean too. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I love that's the other thing. Like, it looks like it's maybe one big plastic piece at the top, but those are two separate bars, and the logo kind of sits there and
presses it.
It's perfect. Yeah, absolutely perfect. It's so nice. I've been having so much fun screwing around with it. And just
it's cool. I try to make it to where you can store it. So it's, you know, whenever I make something, I have to worry about shipping, because obviously I got to get it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I have to worry about something breaking when it ships. But then I also, you know, I like to store stuff. I'm not using it, I want to be able to store easy. So I always have to try to keep that in mind when I'm making something. Like, okay, if I ship it, can they put it together easy? Is it going to be a pain? Do I got to figure out instructions? How do I engineer this thing? So I've become kind of like a little mini engineer, in a sense that like, I got to make stuff work in a way that makes sense to my brain. And then if it works out, it's like, oh, cool. And if it doesn't, it's like, all right, let's try something else.
Yeah. There's
some things like this one, I think I only had two prototypes on the entrance, which was cool. But the raw one has like 36 prototypes, you know? So it's like, everything's
just, there's a lot of time and labor goes into it as well. Yeah. And like, listen, it might be 3D printed, but it's still handmade. You're designing it. You're coming up with the pieces. You're hand painting, like
scale.
People could look at it and be like, oh, you could just print bricks. Yeah. It's like, no, it's so easy. It don't work like that.
Yeah. I had to scale them. I got to take them from our size and scale them down to a 12 size. Yeah. I went and looked at old photos and I counted how many bricks they had that went up and how many bricks went across. So then I could scale it to be a minifigure that would walk out. So, you know, you're not looking at something that's, the bricks are too big or they're too small, or, you know, I'm meticulous when it comes to it. I try to make it as realistic as it should be when you're getting something.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like my wrestling figures to walk out and make it look like they're actually walking out of something.
Of course.
I always try to have the fig photographer in mind too. Like, if they're going to use, it's like, you know, like every picture I see of these, I'm like, man, you're making me want one, because it's just like, it's so cool to see. I love it.
Dude, well, the cool thing about it too is like, when you posted it on Instagram, it had that like diamond enclosing entrance shape, and ECW changed their entrance like as much as you know, somebody changes their socks. So like, this is so customizable. Like, that was one of the first things I was texting you about, was like, you could go in any direction with it. You can make a very long ECW tunnel. You can make what I was doing here is I was bringing the sides out a little bit, so it's a wider thing. And it was, you can put this on any shelf. You can make this any kind of a background. Like, the customization in your collection is just mind-blowing on it, which adds to the replayability with it, which adds to the photos. Like, everything is so unique. And like, so perfect. Like, I don't want to explain it. Like, even the AEW stage, like, I love the AEW stage, but like, this is so much different. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
different. It's
this is so, like, you could do your own thing with it. I love stuff like that.
And I wish that when I made the AEW stages, I wish I was 3D printing at the time.
Yeah, of course.
I think they would have came out there, but now that I'm already doing it, I'm like, I'm glad that this was like my first official 3D printed stage.
Yeah. Because
it was like,
and then the AEW stage was gorgeous, man.
And it was cool. It was all foam board, you know, it was all foam and like wood and styrene and plastic.
Magnetic legs, though. Like, there was a lot of cool, mind blowing pieces in there, which I just love the incorporation of it. Like, the magnets, I've never thought of that. That was a smart move, man.
Made it easy to ship. Then I don't have to worry about stuff breaking off, and you can store it. It goes from being
beautiful,
huge to store down all small and like, stuff like
I still I still use that base as like, you could put this ECW stage on there and like make it like a bigger, you know, like it's a more massive scale this entrance. It's insane. So I love it, man. It's so cool.
That's so cool to
see you like incorporate things. I love the behind the scenes of stuff like this. It's something I've always been an accessory guy.
I mean,
and that's something that you know, either you're an accessory guy or you're just like, oh, those are cool, but like way too big for my collection. Like,
yeah,
I don't see with that mindset. I'm like, I need that. Like, that is beautiful. I want.
I'll make room for it. If it's big, I'm gonna make room for it.
I'll find a way. You know, and the same thing when the WCW stage is announced. Like, people are like, oh, it's too big for my collection. Like,
no,
you do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, that's why this Raw one, you know, that I'm making that Raw's War stage.
Please explain. You not only did you make this, you are building a two scale. A massively scaled, beautiful Monday Night Raw.
It's huge.
Yeah, Attitude Era style stage.
It's probably too big, you know, just for what it is. You know, I'm having trouble even setting it up because I'm like, all right, I got to get like a 4 foot wide table because I got one of those fold out 3 foot wide ones and I've had to like build an extension for it just to have it sit where I can have the ramp come out to the ring. I'm like, all right, you know, I've already gone through iterations of that too, where I had the ramp and it seemed like it was too steep. So I had to make that bigger. Then I get to the end. I'm like, well, now I got to make something for the end. Cause it seemed like I'm watching video after video. I'm like, oh, they had diamond plating on this little, like, not even the same angle. You and I were talking about it. I'm like, I should build this. And you're like, that's some crazy detail. It is diamond plating. And I'm like, okay, that's what we're going to add.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the little details, you know, the logo in the back and curtains. And
it's so cool. And you're working on the towers for it and everything. Like, I'm
lights.
The perk of being your friend is that you get to see these cute little builds before they become big things.
Yeah,
it's so cool to watch that. Like, I am obsessed. You plug your Twitch. I mean, you're 3D printing on Twitch. That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do some live as I'm designing and building stuff. I'm going to try to do some live streams of that. Or as I'm gluing stuff together and painting stuff, I'm going to try to do one of these ECW stages while I'm painting it so people can kind of see, like, what goes into it. And, you know, just try to get more behind the scenes. I don't want to give up too much just because, you know, part of it is like, what,
protect your neck.
Yeah, you know, I gotta, you know, protect the name. You know, Die Robin Dad is kind of like a name. Yeah, ain't nothing to mess with. So, I don't know, it's fun. I like to inspire, I guess. You know, I'm all for inspiring people. I don't like when someone just like flat out just like demands, like, what'd you use this for? What'd you do for that? It's like, I like kind of think about what goes into it, you know?
You can't kill the magic.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's I'm learning as I go too. You know, I never took a 3D designing class. I just kind of picked it up one day, and now I'm just winging it.
Which is spectacular for I'm really looking. The fact that you haven't, this what you got on the plate already, it's insane, man. Still so good. I always look at things like that. Like, man, what if I did do that? How much better would I be? Like, if I took a photography class, how good would my fake photography be?
See, but then I feel like it takes the rawness out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, there's like a...
You lose that. You become mechanical, you know? And like,
you have a certain angle and certain eye for your photo that if someone teaches you a different way, you might unlearn the angles and eyes that you have.
Absolutely. You
know, so it's, I guess each person's kind of different. I enjoy it. I feel
like you're right on the right path. That the organicness of what we create is kind of what makes it yours, right? Like that's the whole beauty of art. Is like anybody could take a spray can and, you know, spray on a brick and be like, this is my graffiti. But like you see it done the right way, whatever pops for you. Like that's the stuff that comes from the heart. I love stuff like that, man.
Yeah, something that actually cares about what they're doing.
Yeah,
you can see it.
Absolutely. I mean, you absolutely like it, those little details, the brick making, like the, I love hearing the story and the process of it. Cause like I've done stuff like that where I'm like, all right, if it's like up to his chest, I have to like, cut the wood to be stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're always trying to change stuff. So I'm always like, I'm trying to use figure scale, but I'm also trying to use like 1:12 scale, which, you know, is what these figures are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I try to take real life actual photos and try to scale it down. You know, I look at the trusses on the raw and I count how many trusses they had across and height wise, and then use that to correlate to what would work well for a figure and how many I got to do. And then I got to make some kind of coupling that holds them together. And I got to make something that can put them together without looking like it's a apparent like stage leg. You know, I want you to, when you look at the Roz War, I don't want you to be like, oh, that's obviously a toy. I want you to look at him like,
day,
what is it? Is it, am I looking at a real thing? Like, you know, try to be as accurate as I can, you know, even with fabric and lighting. Lighting's next.
It's the best. And then, like, that's the cool thing is like, when you, especially when you're doing the customizing, like you're unlimited in potential. Like you can do whatever your mind can do that'll actually work. So, which works out great, man. Like it's, I'm gushing over here, but like, I love looking at like it's the most fascinating thing for me is like behind the scenes stuff. And this is fully behind the scenes because you're doing it.
Yeah, no, you're like, I think you're one of maybe two people that I show behind the scenes stuff to.
Yeah.
Just because you and I talk all the time. So it's like, we're chatting and I'm like already in the middle of something. I'm like, oh, I'm going to show him this because he'd appreciate it. Which is awesome for me, you know, because.
Yeah. Like when we were talking about the little diamond plate, and like we, there was like a, I could get you a screenshot in like 2 seconds. Like, hold on.
And you're like, hey, look at here. And it was perfect. It was like, that's what I needed.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was like, it was the angles and everything. It's like, yeah. And then you watched the prototype. I went through like three prototypes. And I was like, here's prototype one. I was like, all right, we don't like that one. Let's try this one. And I was like, okay, this will work. Let's change this. And then prototype three was like, that's what we needed. Glue the plate on. It's good to go.
I love it, man. Yeah, no, that's the stuff. So, guys, if the pictures aren't doing it justice, go check them out on Instagram. I mean, he's got some great stuff. The stuff he's working on is amazing looking so far. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I know I'm excited. But, like, it's not just stages, too. Like, he made the Taker cross.
Take your cross.
Me, which is awesome, man. Like this is, you gotta check out the detail on the paint job. Like phenomenal, dude. Got the little step for, you know, put the figure on.
Yeah, hold his hands.
Rey Mysterio's not tall enough, but he could stand on there.
Oh yeah, he could stand on there. You know, it's made for like Stone Cold and Undertaker and, you know, stuff like that. And that's like so my favorite part is like, even if I 3D print it, I still gotta paint it.
Yeah, you
know, I can't 3D.
But like, paint great. We're not a professional painter. Well, I'm not a professional painter, but like, you know, it's fantastic, man.
And that was always my favorite part. When I was younger, I used to make Rey Mysterio masks, and I'd use the end of a glove, the clear gloves.
Ooh, yeah.
And I put him over his head, and I use a rubber band on his neck. The braces, I had braces. So the braces, rubber band went on his neck to hold the mask on. And then I'd use a toothpick, and that's how I'd paint all his details with a toothpick.
That's wild.
So now it's like, now I got to do the same stuff I did as a kid, but I'm like, bigger scale and more detail, and now I got fancy brushes, and you know, I got all the cool stuff.
You kind of can master the craft a little better.
Exactly. It's
the best.
I appreciate it more now. It's like, now there's more people that appreciate it, because when I was just doing it, I was like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna make a mask because I want that blue that baby blue Rey Mysterio, so I'm gonna make it. But now it's like, cool. I can make ECW stages or Raw's War or SmackDown or WrestleManias or, you know, kind of whatever. Just
get wild.
Yeah, just get crazy with it. Just hopefully bring back some old school like grapple gear. You and I were talking about that.
I love grapple gear, man.
Grapple gear was just like, you know, just little add-ons here and there, just like maybe accessory
sometimes
packs.
That's all you need, you know, like a barrel and maybe a couple of those cinder blocks. Parts.
Yeah. Like, which, you know, stuff that's just like, if anybody in the chat, if you ever have like cool ideas, send them my way. That's, you know.
Yeah.
I love making cool stuff, and just it's fun.
He kills it too. I don't endorse crappy stuff. Never will. I mean, this is very, very quality. Well, I love it. It hasn't left my living room since I got it.
Yeah, see, that's what I think. That's my favorite part is like when someone gets something in mind, but then they actually appreciate it and they use it. It's like
It's a coffee table.
It feels good, man.
Like that's
that's so cool.
It is the 2300 arena inside my living room 24/7.
That's so cool. I love that.
It's so good, man. Thank you for, you know, taking the time to talk about it a little bit, because it's super, super fun. And I think this is the most interesting subject. Like I could sit here and keep you for another 6 hours.
I'd be all for it, man. I love it.
It's some of my favorite thing. But plug yourself real quick, because I do have a figure or two to open before we kick out of here. But I do want you to get your name out there. Tell the people where you're at, where they could find you.
Check me out on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. I'm on X still, kind of, not really as much. Yeah. I'm on Threads. I'm on
He's Twitch. Threading.
I'm threading. I'm doing some Twitch too, so I'm gonna try to start doing. You can't find me yet, 'cause I haven't streamed yet. So maybe one of these days I'll just throw it on there. But all my handles are the same. It's always Diorama Dad. I'm the same on everything. Makes it easy.
The power play.
Use my Diorama Dad code at a figure toy company. Save yourself 10%.
See, he knows what's up. We don't have a figure toy company code, so you sling that thing, man.
Use that. Get yourself some cool stuff. And if you ever have ideas, my commissions are always open. I love chatting. Even if you just want to talk, I love making friends. Hit me up. I love chatting.
He's a fun chat, man. I haven't stopped.
We message all the time,
We've known each other for like 5 years almost.
Going on 5 years at least, dude. It's awesome.
It's the best. Yeah,
it's the best. Yeah,
that's what's up, man. So yeah, Diorama Dad, quality work, even better. Appreciate even it. Better person. I love it.
Hey, thanks, but sir. Right back at you.
Before we get out of here, we at least have to unbox the AEW crate. You ready to unbox some AEW stuff?
Unbox it. Let's see what you got. Is that your daughter?
It is.
That is so cute. Love that. I love that.
Yeah. I tweaked your voice a little bit because it was like very little kiddish though.
Yeah.
But it's so nice. I love incorporating that stuff.
That's so cool.
We have another one for like after pay-per-views. We pick out like our favorite gear. Mm-hmm. And it's called Paper Figs. And that's my other daughter on that.
That's dope.
Got to incorporate the fam, right?
That dad life. It's mom, dad, and dad, man. That's absolutely that dad life. Man.
It's the best. It like, is. And they're watching right now. They love it.
Oh, that's cool. What up, little bellcasters?
What up, little bellcasters? There's surprisingly not as many out there as there should be.
Tell Nicole to get on it.
Go and get on it. But it's so fun, man. The kids make it even better. Like, especially with these silly, like the lowrider. Yeah. Like the monster truck, like I'll barely touch those. It would be like 2 figure shots. Maybe they love it. They're like smashing the hood off. They're like, let's destroy it. I'm like, knock your socks off.
Yeah, take it outside. It's run it through the mud.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Unbox With Us is going to be a fun one because we have our month, annually. I don't know how to. It's like every 3 months.
So every quarter.
Yeah, quarterly. Thank you. Okay, quarterly. Yeah. Quarterly. They probably have it on the website, and I'm just over here forgetting these things. But we got this month's latest AEW crate from Pro Wrestling Tees, Shop AEW. These are always, always so fun to go through because you just get a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah. Do you get the Micro Brawlers still?
You still get the Micro Brawlers, man. Which is
I know weird. You have them all, right?
I do have them all. I'm missing. I kind of dipped off.
Okay.
I missed one, and then it was like. Slow and steady slope of I can use that $25 this month.
I don't want to get that. Yeah.
But I have the first 3 years completely picked, even Chases and Rares. Yeah. So I don't even want to. We're not gonna argue with it. It's good stuff. But let's check it out. I love rocking right into these. We got our shirts first. What we got here? I can't see. What was it?
Switchblade.
That is a cool Switchblade shirt.
That's a really cool shirt.
You know what I like about them is that they're not all black.
Yeah.
I have like brown McFoley shirts. I got some red FTR, like really, really nice ones. But
yeah,
this is a nice one. Like the logo on it.
I like the blade is cut in half.
Yeah. They did a good job with it. You know, it's when it hits. This is a good one. Yeah,
that's a good
And a surprisingly look good in green. I barely wear these shirts. I have so many.
Anything.
I try. I'll stop. I try. Oh, this one's dope because she's on the biggest run of her life right now. But
dang.
Till death do us part. Look at that.
That's actually Mariah, really cool.
Is that Toni Storm or is that Mariah May?
That looks like Mariah, isn't it?
It did look like Mariah. We have a card here. It's like David Letterman. Glamour Mariah May shirt.
But that's cool. Man, that's
so good.
There is something about black and white when they incorporate that red into it.
Yeah.
It just gives me Stone Cold vibes.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, Blood from a Stone shirt's available now on WWE Shop for the first time in decades.
I might have to buy one of those.
Man, I love it. Man. I think you should buy one of those. Ooh. You know, I thought this was a poster when I seen somebody else post it, but we got a Hangman Adam Page magnet. Let me get a little cleaner on that one. It's a pretty cool,
okay,
pretty cool art piece.
That's pretty good. That's a magnet.
Yeah.
Okay. That well, is
this is metal, but there we go. It sticks on the arm. it's interesting.
Yeah, that's different. That's
yeah.
Huh.
Big fan of like when we get the posters for the shows.
Yeah,
those are cool. I'll take magnets, man. I got a lot of Danhausen magnets. I'm a big Danhausen cool guy. Hell yeah. And then we got this awesome Outrunners.
Okay. Your forearms are going to be yak, brother.
I'm just going to be sitting here during Thin Guys now. Just doing this all the time.
Remember to switch it up, though. That way the one arm's not huge.
We're going to work on the US one a little bit more. We got this badass Kenny Omega pen. I'm not a big pin guy. I don't know what to do with them.
I used to, if I had like an old beat up hat, I used to just stick them on an old beat up hat that I liked that maybe I didn't want to throw away just to keep it.
Yeah.
Then it was like more of a reason to keep the old hat.
Maybe. I never thought about the hat.
You know?
I'll give you like a corkboard.
Corkboard's cool.
What the hell am I doing pinning pins to a corkboard? Like, what's the point of it?
Yeah. Do you have a backpack?
No. I don't go to school.
I don't know if you like, maybe like, have a, like a carry-on. Bag. They have like a carry-on bag, maybe?
Yeah, I got like,
you like a little do that with it. Bag.
It's not a bad idea.
You can bedazzle
it. I always look at it like TSA is going to stop me then.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, man, you can take these pins out. And
you can like, stab somebody.
Yeah, and I'm like, what about my Switchblade shirt? And then I pull the switcheroo out of them, and they're like, whoa.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
We forgot who we were talking to. We're in trouble, brother.
We should have gave you the full frisk.
I listen, man. Sometimes a walk through TSA is a fun time, all right?
Yeah, it's a freebie. Give me a freebie.
We get a freebie. We got the Hertz and the Kick Koozie, double-sided.
Okay.
For your six packs of beer, soda.
Yeah, soda. Yeah,
sodas. Keep their road sodas. Good. You got your Hertz and the Kick. Interesting piece. Gold. The gold's nice on it.
You are from the Midwest. Fun. You call it soda.
I call it pop, too. I'm a pop guy.
I used to call it pop when I was younger. Yeah, and I call it soda. Yeah, see, it was soda pop.
Or sometimes it's just like, yeah, that's a Coke.
Yeah.
It's an Atlanta thing, though.
Yeah, I call it a Coke, too.
Speaking of micro brawlers, this is a cool one.
Dang, is that a flamethrower?
Yeah, it's Darby with the flamethrower in the pink jacket. Let's pop him out real quick.
Yeah, just pull him out.
That's the fun. That's why I do like the micro brawlers, especially for these awesome unboxes. Is that you just pop them right out. Pop them out.
That's handy.
Do a little show off. It is handy. Look at that. Oh, look at the detail. These are cool, man. A lot of people don't like them, and a lot of people are like diehards with them.
Do you remember Homies?
I do remember Homies. These have a very, very homie vibe, man.
Yeah, they do. I love those.
Pro Wrestling Homies.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Well, that's
I
what
like
we're
going
to do when we come out with our own line. We'll call them Pro Wrestling Homies. But like, it's even got some...
Don't mess around, bro.
Awesome little stuff, man. Right? That's what's up. Like, you can see the little designs. Let me fix that focus a little bit.
Oh, even got his little chest tattoo.
Yeah, look at the little details of the coat, the gun,
a little fuzzy
flamethrower. Yeah,
man, that's cool.
He looks cool, man. And it's like a little, he kind of looks like Canadian South Park.
Yeah.
Darby Allin, like, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Yeah,
we
like
it. It's going on the shelf, man. I'm a big fan still. Still digging it. We got a little flyer for All In Texas, July 12th. I will not be there, but I'll be watching at home.
Yeah, we'll be at WrestleMania next year, though.
Yeah, I like what you're doing. Yeah, we got a little Orange Cassidy fanny pack.
That I might actually wear.
There's so many goofy things in these that I love them. Yeah, I have a pair of scissors that are from the Acclaimed, like...
Oh, that's cool.
It's stupid. But
but then you're like, Billy Gunn.
It's so stupid, it works. It's so good. We got whoever wants this QR code for free, what is this, Figure Fighters? Figure Fighters AWF by all means, you could take that. I don't use the.
Didn't even know that was such a thing.
Clip it. It's for your phone game. They have a game that's all action figures. It's interesting.
Huh.
But it's not like how WWE does the action figures in 2K. This is where, like, I don't know, if it's too slow. I don't like wrestling games where I have to plan out my move.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like Pokemon where you got to do the, you know, you got attacks.
No.
Don't do that. Don't do that to my wrestling. Make it fast.
Make it WWF and No Mercy or Revenge.
There's that great company, Ultra Pro Wrestling, I want to say.
Hal Haney is doing the figures for that.
They're
the
cooking.
Characters.
They're cooking.
It's pretty good. Looks like old No Mercy kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what's up, right? And they signed a shitload of talent.
Yeah.
They had RVD and stuff like that. Yeah, like all the ECW guys.
They got THQ, man.
They got THQ. They got THQ, man, and AKI guy.
And that's so cool.
Insane.
Man, that's how
you plan stuff.
I might have to go play No Mercy now.
Ooh.
I might have to go set up the 64.
I have a mod on the PC where you can play multiplayer.
Send me that. Just throw that out there. That. I got my PC right here. Ooh. Actually.
See, that's a nice one. I like the white. I always want the white aesthetic.
Dude, I like white.
I love the white aesthetic. It's so nice.
It's just clean. I used to only get black everything. Everything was all black, but then I started getting the white stuff, and I was like, "Man, this is clean."
That's how I was with guitars. And then I got my first black guitar, and I was like, "Man, I never want another color again." They're beautiful. Yeah, so good.
Crispy,
really crispy. I like it. My white guitars are right here. I like it. But then we got the Kyle Fletcher. Still got his hair in the picture though. Little dated.
That's all right.
Very cool though. Little scribble, scribble. These are cool. I got to put like a book together. Of all my autographs and stuff. What else am I doing? Or do they like that dirty bar where you put the 8x10 in the hallway as you're walking to the bathroom?
There you go.
Like if you do, like, you know, just a bunch of wrestling 8x10s.
Yeah.
Give really classy place up.
Do we have a Fig Guys bar coming up in the future? What's going on?
Hey, you never know, man. We once owned a tavern. So
it was a tavern.
I would love to work. I've always wanted a place to do a show live. That'd be fun.
Don't
man,
threaten
right?
me with a good time. That's all I'm
Don't
saying.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I've been opening business since I was 19.
We've been rocking,
I had a hookah bar when I was 19.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm all about opening businesses.
With the little...
molasses and the smoke. Yeah. I had one of those for about two years.
That's pretty gangster.
It was fun, dude. I had heart surgery, and then I died during heart surgery.
Whoa.
So I came out of it and I was like, I'm going to do something crazy. And
with
I
a
hookah
hose in your mouth. And you were like,
I was like, here we go.
Looks like Goldberg coming from backstage. You're like,
but everybody's like, you can't open one. I was like, watch
me. That's everybody's first bad move to make towards somebody. You don't tell somebody not to do something.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Because you're going to go out there.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to find that dog.
Yeah. And you find out. You have around long enough, you find out.
Absolutely. Oh man, this dude, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
That
I
was it for the AEW
you.
Crate, by the way. I didn't finish that up well. It was good though. It's a great AEW crate. If you guys missed out, you missed out because they don't replay them.
Yeah,
the Darby's cool. Yeah,
the Darby is cool. Actually, that was really cool.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. But yeah, man, dude, one more time for the people out there at Diorama Dad, basically everywhere, right?
Everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Look me up. If I'm not somewhere, send me a message and I'll be there.
I like it. See? He's like Joe Henry, guys. Say his name and he will appear. But yeah, dude, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast.
Last thing before we get out of here. Favorite WrestleMania moment, figure, anything. Ooh. I'll give you pick two or three. We'll talk
WrestleMania 13 with Stone Cold. And,
so good. That's, yeah.
Dude, so good.
It's
and then
my
14.
Backyard.
See, I'm jealous. Denver didn't, when I was in Colorado, Denver didn't host much. You know,
now they don't host much here. It's crazy. Yeah, they come here like twice a year now.
It's like, man, what is going on?
Wild.
And then
so
14?
Wild. 14's amazing. Immaculate. One of the most immaculate WrestleManias.
Just like everything about it. I'm a heartbreak kid lover. He's just so good. And then even facing Stone Cold with my other favorite. It's like, man, that was quality.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 18 was the first WrestleMania that I actually got to watch live.
Nice.
And it was because the cable company messed up and they released it. So we got to watch it for free. It was just coming through the station. So we got to watch it, me and my brother. So that was amazing.
That's fantastic.
You know, I was like, oh, this is great. It's Hogan and Rock. And I'm like, Stone Cold and Scott Hall. Like, this is great.
Ah, so good.
So good. WrestleMania 20, I think it was 26 when it was Shawn and Undertaker.
Yeah, beautiful. Sunshine State one. Beautiful.
So good.
So good. I love it, man. So good. I've been lucky enough to be able to attend, three Manias? Which is just, I mean, two of them were here, but I mean, Mattel was so awesome. WWE and Mattel, I paid for my flight and died. But to go out there and, you know, attend WrestleMania and festivities, do that. But
jealous.
Hogan and Rock, probably one of the biggest ones for me. It's just my childhood colliding. Yeah. Like, you know,
so awesome,
many emotions going on. Like,
and they had a switch. Insane. Yeah. In the middle of the match, they all of a sudden, now Hogan's the babyface when he was supposed to be the heel. And it was just
insane. Yeah. And that crowd was so right. Wow. Like, you need that perfect mix of a good crowd, good match, good moment.
Yeah,
that
was, the crowd that was, makes it.
Yeah, that was top tier. Like, one of the top five best wrestling moments ever.
Ever. Yeah, so ever. Good. Yeah. They probably wouldn't be topped.
Yeah.
But TLC 2?
TLC, hell yeah.
Dude,
I miss Money in the Bank being on Mania.
Me too.
It was so good. It was such a good mid match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was just so fun.
Yeah,
something about ladders and tables and chairs and just like,
oh my, yeah, oh my. Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. I got to see RVD win his before they rebooted DCW, so that was really cool.
That's dope.
I love that. Yeah, that was a trip, man. That was a big moment too. A very forgotten moment for wrestling. RVD winning that Money in the Bank, cashing in.
Yeah,
winning the belt was
winning that the belt.
2006 was a wild year.
Wild year, man. That's
hell yeah. Oh, it's so good. But yeah, dude, fucking happy. Sorry, I busted the bubble.
Yeah.
Happy WrestleMania. Happy WrestleMania week to everybody out there.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was good stuff, man. Thank you again
for
hopping in, guys. You know the drill. Follow us for Fig Guys everywhere. TheFigGuys.com. Use our codes everywhere. Big shot code, TheFigGuys10. Ringside, just Fig Guys. We got you, man. We want to hook you up, and we appreciate you all for watching. Enjoy your WrestleMania. Be safe. Be smart. You might see me for an unboxing later during the week. It's probably going to happen. I appreciate you all. Diorama Dad, one more time. I'm over here. It's stage left. Diorama Dad. Amazing, amazing stuff,
thank
man.
You.
Make
I
sure you guys
it.
Follow. Look them up. Enjoy. Until next week, we got Joey Figs coming on. For all the Case Fresh homies out there that are waiting the return of Joey Figs, yes. He's coming, baby. So he will tell be my guest next week while Tom is still in Vegas recovering from the Monday Night Raw after Mania. Super excited. But yeah, anything else you'd like to say before we out?
No, thanks for having me on. And it's absolutely. I love watching the show. So, you know, you're my boy.
Hell yeah.
Always support the boys. So
my boy Blue. Well, guys, until next week, thank you. What is he? Come get. Oh, yes. So sorry. Thank you, Tom, for dropping in. If you guys are out in Vegas, if you guys are out just celebrating WrestleMania and enjoying it all in, look for Tom. Tom's got awesome, awesome. I don't have the cards on me. I put them away, but we got trading cards. Go get the trading cards. Tom's got the first editions.
Love you, Tom.
They're good. They're fun. I worked on them. It was fun. But yes, there's two of them. You the man, Double D. DD, Diorama Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. It's been a blast, man. I
can
do this for
me.
Hours.
Me too.
Unfortunately, we all have life to get back to. But guys, again, yeah.
Tom's living the life.
He is Tom is our dream.
Living
right?
It.
But yeah, dude. Until next week, guys, Diorama Dad, good old Mike Belcaster, Tom, all the way out. Happy Easter, happy WrestleMania, hopping down the line. We will catch you guys next week. Until then, Fig Guys.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.